Welcome to the Always Choose Love podcast show where we teach you, I teach you, my name is Shadon Al-Kashif, how to always choose love. Choose the thoughts and actions that are in alignment with what love is for you. And we utilize mental fitness to do that. So mental fitness, if you're new, is radical acceptance, growth mindset, mindfulness, and meditation. That's how you utilize, that's the concept you utilize to make decisions on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis, in order to achieve what love is for you. So say, for instance, love is, I don't know, losing 200 pounds. So choose the thoughts and actions that are in alignment with what love is for you. So radically accept that you are 200 pounds overweight. Utilize the growth mindset. Understand that you can do things every single day, every single moment, that are going to get you closer to your ideal weight. And then mindfulness. Just focus on the present moment. You don't have to focus on the 200 pounds. Focus on losing 1 pound. And then meditation, do stuff that puts you in the moment. Not focus on what you did to get to 200 pounds. Just focus on what you got to do to achieve your goal. So focus on what you got to do right now. Let's get into the next episode. Great grind day. What up, Kendall? That was my first coach. He's still a goat. Welcome to the Always Choose Love podcast show, whatever you want to call it. Let's talk about what the primary objective of mental fitness is. If you're new, mental fitness is this. It's radically accepting your situation, utilizing the growth mindset to improve your situation. So the serenity prayer, God grant me to yada, 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 I don't remember it. And then utilizing mindfulness and having a mind full of gratitude. I'm grateful I got my workout in this morning. And then using meditation, whatever that looks like to you, in order to live in the moment. Same thing as mindfulness in a way. But, so the primary objective of this entire organization, this multimedia conglomerate slash, I'm not telling y'all what I'm actually doing. Anyways, so if you're smart, you might figure it out. But you're still 10 steps behind me. I'm limping. Anyhow, so the objective is this. To show you that most, for the most part, psychological suffering is self-created by the degree of resistance you have to your current reality. I'm going to repeat that again because it's very important. Very important. Psychological suffering is self-created by the degree of resistance you have to your current reality. All right? So, what does your current reality look like? My current reality right now, I am not resisting it, is this. I'm utilizing it, becoming an alchemist, transmuting that into positive and productive action. So, right now I'm going to my office, aka Starbucks, and I could take an Uber or I could take a bus, but I'm going to walk there because it's not that far. I get some steps in, and I'm not resisting my current reality, even though I should be getting my license back, but let's not talk about the lawyers and how they are criminals, most of them, not all lawyers, but most of them are criminals. They're just trying to take more money from me. But, so, I can psychologically suffer and be like, woe is me, boo-hoo, I don't have a car, I don't have my license. Or, I can be like, you know what, cool, there's an opportunity to be, to get my six-pack abs back, get extra steps, get into quantum. Right now, it's not even that cold. It's cold, but it's not that cold. It could be colder. I know February is the worst month. See, there goes the bus. I ain't gonna get on it because I don't need it. I'm gonna limp my way to Starbucks, and that is the point. So you create, for the most part, the psychological suffering that you look at this. Echo. That's some good acoustics. Anyway, you create the psychological suffering that you experience because you are not doing the work. And trust me, I was there where I didn't do the work. I just laid in bed, watched Netflix. I even watched Kim Kardashian. I don't even know, keeping up with the Kardashians. I don't even know what's going on with them. All I know is I'm focused on what I'm doing. I wake up every day, and now it has changed a bit. How do I win the Nobel Peace Prize? I have a show or a podcast called Always Choose Love, teaching you how to always choose love. Choose the thoughts and actions that are in alignment with what love is for you and taking steps towards whatever that is. So if love is for you to raise family, then focus on that. Wake up, be like, how do I make my kids better today? It is by becoming a better you, because your kids do not listen to you. They listen to your actions. Okay, they listen to your actions. Plus, this is what I've realized too. I've known this. You can tell your kids anything, but environment is key. I'm going to plug in my book, The Belief Algorithm. Pick it up on Amazon. Just type in The Belief Algorithm and type in my name. S-H-A-D-I-N. Space E-L-K-A-S-H-E-E-F. And Bryn, you can address me as The Goat. G-O-A-T. Meh. I don't even know if that's a goat sound. But anyhow, so that is very important. Your environment. So what environment are you in mentally and physically? So if you hang around broke people, guess what? You're going to be broke. If you hang around multi-millionaires, guess what? You might one day pick up the habits of a multi-millionaire. And it's all about one thing at a time. Consistency is a superpower. Look, it's just being consistent every single day. Doing the same monotonous task, boring task, like going to the gym, drinking your water, counting your calories. I'm bad at tracking food, FYI, but that's a whole other thing. I'm getting better. Little improvements every day. Yesterday, I posted I'm about 25% linked, locked in. Maybe now 26%. Every day, you get better. If you get better every day, guess what? By the end of 365 days, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be 365% better. Just get better every single day. You don't lose weight. It's called math. 1 + 1 = 2 in every language. 1 pound in Jamaica is 1 pound in Canada, is 1 pound in Africa, is 1 pound in Poland. What up, my Polish people? Andrew Jarosz, what up? We're supposed to hang out, bro. I'm right around, bro. Yeah, anyways, I'm going to make this short. So psychological suffering, for the most part, is self-created by the degree of resistance you have to your current reality. Don't resist your reality. Get to work. Choose love. Try to always choose love. Sometimes you ain't going to choose love. The other day, I had some Coca-Cola. I know sugar is bad for you. We're going to talk about the gut health. Maybe I'll write it on my blog today. Y'all don't know? I have a blog. You can visit shadonelkashif.com. And my blog is there. I started up again yesterday because GoDaddy locked me out because I changed my number. Then I changed my number back, but I changed my number again because I don't want access. I don't want people to have access to me. Only the people that are going to help me achieve my goal of eliminating psychological suffering and a bunch of other goals, plus their family, plus, you know what, an environment that I want to be in, so I give them my number. But if you annoy me, if you distract me, sorry, I ain't messing with you right now. I got people to help, things to do. I always choose love. I'm focused, man. Anyways, this has been 7 minutes. 7 minutes is enough. I got to get into quantum. I got to breathe. I got to try not to sweat because I just took a shower and now I'm walking. It's crazy. You know what's funny? When it's cold outside, you dress warm. And then when you go outside and you like get in your car or whatever, then it's hot in the car and then you got to take the clothes off. It's crazy. I know y'all know what I mean because we all are the same. You are me. I am you. Thank you for listening. Always choose love. Choose the thoughts and actions that are in alignment with what love is. Today is Friday. Friday's goal is going to be a reminder that most psychological suffering, for the most part, I'm going to wait because the cars are coming. Most psychological suffering is self-created by the degree of resistance you have to your current reality. Utilize mental fitness, radically accept your situation. Utilize the growth mindset to improve what you can and let go of what you can't. Mindfulness, that's how you live heaven on earth. Being mindful of the present moment, because the moment is all that matters. Time does not exist. I had a discussion with my guy, Derek Anderson. He's like Neo. Yesterday about time. We had about an hour and 50 minute talk about everything going on in the world. And time does not exist. The only thing that matters is the now. And then meditation. Do whatever you do as meditation. Dance, sing, exercise. I don't know. Crochet. That's all I got. Thank you for listening. Always choose love. Always choose the thoughts and actions in alignment with what love is. Always choose love. Deuces.